Hold up, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. and loving reciprocation. He was feeling those arrows were like flyer petals. Maharaj came and told me, everyone has to go through this stage. And if we want to embrace Lord Krishna, then we have to give up this material body. Without giving up this material body, we cannot approach and embrace the Lord. Even Jagannath Maharaj told me that the relationship between the Lord and devotees is a constant loving reciprocation, giving and taking. And because of the mercy of my spiritual master and Prabhupada, I don't feel any pain or fear or regret or any complaints. From my heart I feel so much pleasure and bliss. And the love what I am receiving from the devotees, in front of that, this pain is insignificant. Maharaj told me that what you would not have done in 100 years of lifetime, at this point of time, Krishna has given you an opportunity to preach and inspire many devotees. And you are more Krishna conscious now than ever before. He said, he is very proud of his disciple. I had a strong desire that one day, once in my lifetime, I should hear from my Guru Maharaj that he is proud of me. And many times he said, he is very proud of me. When he said that, I felt I have achieved everything. Nothing is left to achieve. I have no other desires now. Prabhupada was telling one story. Once, there was a boatman. When he would come to the river bank, he used to get thumbs raking in his feet. So he used to always meditate and think, when I become a rich man, I will cover the whole river bank with soft cushion. And Prabhupada starts laughing. See this man. Even after becoming rich, he wants to row a boat. So attached to his occupation. If he becomes rich, why does he need to row a boat? Similarly, everyone in this material world is hankering for pleasure and dreaming. But they don't want to give up this body. So as long as I don't give up attachment to this body, there is no question of eternal pleasure or bliss. We have to give up this bodily attachment. Only then we can get eternal bliss and pleasure. So Krishna is mercifully taking away all my attachments. How much the Lord is merciful that He is personally and lovingly taking away one by one of my limbs. Now, my legs are not working. So in future, some other limbs will not be able to work. This is all to make me detach. Krishna is giving His special mercy. And Krishna is teaching me how devotional service is so powerful. In any condition, you can practice devotional service and serve the Lord and please Him. There is no need to complain. If I have this facility, only then will I surrender. Surrender and pure devotional service is in whatever condition God puts us, with grateful heart, we should try to serve and surrender and take His shelter. So only by His mercy and only by the mercy of Mahajanas, advanced devotees, Guru and Shastras, we can understand what is reality and we can be happy. Now at this moment, I feel everything is so valuable. Devotees' association, reading, hearing, chanting, great souls like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Vasudeva Datta, Srila Prabhupada. What compassion they have shown to the world. In this moment, it touches my heart and I feel I am not so great nor advanced, but still in any way, if I can follow their footsteps and take sins of others as a service to Lord, it is glorious. I only regret I would have done more service, more dedication to my spiritual masters. But that time I was so neophyte, immature, without any realization. I did service and Maharaj and Vaishnavas had to tolerate. And now, Guru Maharaj has taken yatra to South India and is revealing the relationship between spiritual master and disciple, the love and dedication. So if I would have known all this, these pastimes of Guru and disciples before, I would have even more pleasure to Guru and Vaishnavas. But now I am helpless. That is why I desire service of Guru Maharaj, life after life, without any diversion, like liberation, salvation, or even going back home, back to Godhead. I just want to serve Guru and Vaishnavas life after life, unconditionally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.